Okay, glory to God, man, just for putting us in this position to come down here and be down here with this team and on a short week, great team win. So, I thought the important piece was after half, being able to come out and widen the lead was critical for us. James Cook really showed up in a lot of different ways tonight for us, and then the fourth down defense was pivotal. Fans, I mean, what else is there to say about the fans? I actually had someone come over during the game and ask me if this was a home game, which is pretty cool, right? Because there's so many Buffalo Bills fans here, so love it, man. Great environment for the Buffalo Bills. Appreciate all the fans making the trip down here. The Tua situation, and it didn't look good, and our thoughts and prayers are with him and his family. We want the best for him, and with that, I'll turn it over to you for your questions.
Ron, how impressive your defense, losing Teron last week and then Bernard early in the game, how impressive to put on that performance without those two guys?
Yeah, again, next man up. The guys did a great job. Bail Inspector knew the game plan, prepared like he was going to start, and the results are the results. And then Jamarcus comes in again, gets another big play for us, and that's great to see. And these guys work hard, so good things happen when you work hard, and sometimes the ball finds you like that. And again, it was a good team win. So all three phases, it's not about one person, but again, all three phases factored in the win, which is good to see. And still a lot of work to do, but we'll enjoy this playing right home, and the players will be able to get some rest, and some of the coaches as well and staff, so it'll be good.
What's the injury with Terrell?
I know what the area is. I just don't know the severity of it yet. So.
Sean, James Cook's touchdown catch up. How well designed was that? Been executed.
Yeah, great call by Joe. Well executed. The timing on that, I think they brought pressure on that play, and again, preparation by Joe and the offensive staff and the players executed.
Follow-up on James, two rushing touchdowns after that. Not that he needed confidence, but what kind of momentum can he carry out this game?
Yeah, again, James just continues to grow and get better. He was one of our captains tonight, and it's well deserved, right? So. He's from here, and I know it was important for him to play well, and he's just continuing to grow and develop, and just extremely proud of him.
Two wins in 5 nights. This is tough slate. How proud of you, this group, to sort of rally?
Yeah, again, I mean, we've got a lot of new players and whatnot, and you're never really sure. There's so many unknowns starting a season. And, we come back the first week of the season and win, and I think that was a step for us, for any team, to be able to say that you can do that, you can play in close games. And then this game, being able to come down here on a short week, to your point, at their place and play like we did. We played our style of football, and I think we've got things to do to work and get some rest, like I said, but continuing to groove our football and what we're trying to do and what we're trying to become.
Sean, the linebacker, he's out in Matt Milano. Obviously, I'm not sure what Terrell's outlook is, but just what do you see out of that group that helps them prepare for whatever happens next?
Yeah, I think Coach Holcomb does a really good job. And those guys, they want to be coached. They want to prepare. They want to be good all the way up and down the depth chart that way. And so they realize that they may be a special teams player one day, and then the next day they're asked to play a lot or start. And Balin's a good example of that.
Sean,